Some 40% of the athletes taking part in the Athens Games are women. That's the largest proportion of female competitors in the history of the Games. Among them, about 50 Muslim women who have overcome political, cultural, and religious obstacles in order to attend. NPR's Silvia Pajoli has this report.
Afghanistan! Afghanistan! Afghanistan!
At the opening ceremony last week, the audience gave some of its loudest cheers to athletes from Afghanistan. This is the first Afghan team to be admitted to the Games since the fall of the fundamentalist Taliban regime in 2001. And for the first time, the team includes two women athletes. Under the Taliban, all women were forced to remain at home and were banned from taking part in sports. 17-year-old Rubina Mukhmiar began running less than a year ago in the infamous Ghazi Stadium used by the Taliban for public hangings, lashings, and amputations. Speaking to reporters here, Rubina expressed how important it was for her to run on Ghazi's concrete track, restoring the stadium to its original purpose, an arena for sports. Under the five-year fundamentalist regime, executions at Ghazi were a weekly event. Sometimes bodies were hung from the goalposts or women were stoned to death. Rubina is well aware that she's a standard bearer for long-oppressed Afghan women.
I am sure they know that I am opening their way to the world of sports and to the world at large, and they can now come out of their homes and compete in sporting events.
Rubina's ID badge shows her photographed with a headscarf, but here in Athens, her long dark curls are uncovered. However, in observance of strict Muslim dress codes, she won't expose her legs, and during competition, she wears stretch tights instead of shorts. One of the most famous cases of Islamic strictures of modesty was that of Algerian runner Hassiba Boulmerka, the 1992 gold medal winner in the 1500-meter race. She was widely condemned in Algeria for having run with naked legs before thousands of men and had to flee her country. Nicole Daringrand, a former French diving Olympian and now an Olympics historian, is critical of certain Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia.
They said the place of the woman is at home and not on the field and not with sport.
Daringrand, who has taught physical education in the Muslim world, went to Iran to lobby for women's rights in sports.
And they told me, sport is very, very good for a woman, very, very good, but but sport with only female teacher, of course, never man who can see them.
The Iranian team at Athens 2004 does include one woman, but she's not taking part in the sport of her choice. Nasim Hassanpour is a gymnast by training, but she had to switch to the air pistol in order to attend. Shooting, in fact, is one of the very few sports that can be played while covered up head to foot in a chador. Another young Muslim athlete in Athens is the sole woman on the small Palestinian team, 19-year-old Sana Aboubkit, competing in the 800-meter race. Sana started running 4 years ago in her hometown, Deir el-Bala, in the Gaza Strip. Sana says there were many difficulties at first. People were not used to seeing a girl running in the streets. Boys would throw stones and make fun of her. Elders were scandalized by her T-shirt and shorts. Later, after she took part in meets in Egypt, her conservative community began to encourage her. But her biggest hardship is lack of sports facilities, no playgrounds, and no tracks. Sana practices from 5 to 7 p.m. every day on the beach, where she runs mostly barefoot. At these Olympics, only four or five countries, mainly Middle Eastern, have failed to include women on their teams, compared to 35 countries at the 1992 Games in Barcelona. Yet women activists worry about what they see as a growing fundamentalist tide in the Islamic world that could make it even harder for Muslim women to take part in sports. They cite state-owned TV networks in countries such as Iran and Egypt that limit coverage of Olympic sports involving women to a minimum. These activists are urging the International Olympic Committee to follow the example it set in the 60s with apartheid South Africa when it refused to pick black athletes. They want countries such as Saudi Arabia banned from the Olympics for not including women on their teams. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
And there are photos of the women featured and more NPR Olympic coverage at our website, npr.org.